We are middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Mem, discussing Talmud of different of Melachos. Siv Dalad on page 378. Yesh Lizar, one has to be careful. Shlei lichtem be'etzboy, not to write with his finger. The mashkin al shulchan with liquid on the table, by be'efer or in ashes. So just like to write your name on the ashes. And says Rama, Abba Mutalisha, Abba Betilada, make a sign in the ear, kaminosis like letters. That's the Tumas Adesh and Timit Samachimal. Says Mishabur Sibkat Nyutchas. Yes, Lizar, one has to be careful. But some what it means to say is, Alef the Chiv Chatz, like, although you're right, there's no biblical liability of a Chatz, the Behinah Sheikh, the Dafka, the Gibbic, the Sesbit, and specifically the word ink, like Bishar, Dabak, it's a bazaar, or something similar that you shum in this game, that the remnant, that the mark lasts, like we'll see later on, Falachi, even so, but Rabban Asr, Binnacle, it's forbidden, Afba in this game, even if it doesn't last. So Sif caught in your test. That's why he says you have to be careful not to write with your finger, the mashka mechulu in liquids on the table. Ritzalim, what he means to say is Shatabalet's boy beza mashka. He dips his finger in, let's say there's some Coca-Cola on the table. The kasa by Allah Shulchan, and he's writing in it on the table. Zasharatino Ischotcha says that's from Rashi, explains that, for example, Meitutim, this berry juice that makes a black mark. Sounds like that was just water. That's not considered writing at all, even rabbinically. Besides for rainwater, that there's a chiv chatzis according to one version of Rashi. In Tfaris Sol, he says, I saw that he wrote that by water is also, he says, I don't know where he gets it from. And because, like the words of Rashi, the Baratino and the Ran also explain. Regarding a glass window, that the Achreinim say it's forbidden to make a marking in there, let's say there's a frost from the cold on the window, that you're not allowed to go and write a letter. There it's different because there the writing is more recognizable. But just water, it says that shouldn't be a problem. But let's say a liquid that's like a dark, whatever, or some type of beverage, and you write in it on the table, what then something says, Mishmur al Nor, Klof, let's say on paper or parchment or something like that, you take liquid and you write with it, and something doesn't last, but that's considered a problem about writing. Chatz v'achem, the friend write, the film causes about mashkin, even if you write with liquid, al Dovashet, on something that doesn't last, al Yerokis. Let's say take some of that wine, and you write with it, you move your finger or with the liquid over vegetable leaves. Okay, it's something similar like that. Rabbinically, that's forbidden. Or, let's say, in ashes. That is just sard, but it's boy, he scratches with his finger like a shape of a letter. Be'efer nogim, in dry ashes. Let's say sand, same thing. You know, you're writing in the sand. Like letters, like we just mentioned, on the glass window in the winter, it's frosted. It's moist from the cold. You can't write letters. Then Russian kriushim. Now, if someone makes a marking, like a form of letters, and something that's frosted, I mean, and something that's congealed, like for example, blood or fat that got congealed, sounds like deceptive. That's also that. You're carving out, even though it's a liquid, and one's going to be chayiv. The Sharatin in Islam Beis brings from the Prisha that by Shuman, that by fat that's congealed, is only a Strabanan. And this Tosefta is opposite him, and this already was hinted to the Sefer Eli Rabbah, that is a chiv that rice. Simkon Chafalv. Ramos said, but Yolada be Lirshan. Yolada make a mark in the ear, like letters. That is, like you're making a signal with your hands. It's a dover. To like, let's like a sign language. To like hint to your friend something. But let me, I don't say, oh, that you're manipulating your hands in writing through this. We don't say that. But something is the mutaliris umnus b'shabbos. You're allowed to see a professional working on Shabbos. Even though that's teaching him, say that right. So like, it's not like a ma'amin yodav. It's not like a flaw in like doing something professional. Says the Mishnah Rabbanir, it would seem the Hainu Davka Bakrai. Just that you let to go see a professional on Shabbos that specifically mean to learn from him. That specifically, if it just happens to come out, and the Zaman Leiris has the opportunity to see. Not to talk with that non-Jewish professional what he's doing. Like we said previously, B'Simchin Zayin, Ayin Sham, look over there, which the Dershu 44 brings that there, the Shulchan Aruch brings the Drash of the Chazal, and Gemara Shabbos, and Dabed Dover, You're not allowed to speak about weekday activities on Shabbos. But to go on Shabbos with intent, to the house of non-Jew for this, to learn this profession, that's forbidden because of looking for your mundane objectives on Shabbos. Finally, Elbas and Shinbab, Sif Aleph, where the Dirshu 45 brings, did the Shachamach writes, that from the Pasuk in Shai Mimse Chavtzecha, Chazal Dash and Chavetzecha serve. In other words, it's forbidden on Shabbos to do business or to be involved and engage in that which are your mundane objectives, even though there's no malacha. And he adds on, for this reason, it's forbidden for a person to look at his assets, for example, let's suggest to stand by his fields and to analyze if it needs to be plowed or to be harvested. The Mishnah writes over there that if it's not recognizable from his walking, that he's walking for that purpose, then there's no Issa. Sivkat and Chavbez is Mishburim. Ramos said, but you're allowed to make markings, ba'avir, in the airspace, like letters. But then something is a moilich betzboy al daf nogav. If he goes with his finger on a dry board, kain tsuras oisis, just like he's making like the shape of a letter, kam kishar, that's also the medikim in English from a nikka club, because there's no remnant, there's no marking that's recognizable at all. Like Domin Mashmefer, and the Tas says, that's not similar to liquids and ashes that like leaves a mark in the form of a letter. Now, Agav parenthetically says the Mishnah in the Bar Poe can explain to him that Gemara plays him. Ikri din the case of a mechid. The primary law has a writing and erasing, which was just mentioned over here in this simon of Tisifim, because it's not such a popular malacha to have its own simonim. But there's more to write about. Regarding what is their liability with chatas. So what's putter but rabbinically forbidden? Because it says, like we just mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch was very short in dealing with these halachas. So aleph number one, in the case of Chayim, the one who's writing is not liable at shif the bedava harishim ba'imit until he writes with something that makes a permanent mark. Like ink and blackening. Hanu pecham says Rashi, that's charcoal. The sikro, which is a teva adam, a red dye. The koimus, which is strath ilan, which is a type of a sap that comes from the tree. Umeafatzah bekankantam. These are different types of dyes, uklia feres, and which is shartzin, Islam Gimel says, to look to be alacha, to the maskal, the mashkin. Chokoyitzvah, all these types, through Dovah Maskayim, which these are inks that last, they make a mark. The Chenin, the Chayim, also not liable, at Shechtav, al Dovah Shemaskayim, like Savalov, on something that the writing lasts on it, could go in al-or, like for example, on hide, on leather, or cloth, on parchment, yarn, on paper, but eats on wood, the kids, something similar like that. But if you're writing on something that the marking doesn't last, could go in b'mashkin, writing in on liquid, or made paris or fruit juice. Or even if you're writing with ink or something like that, al yirak is on vegetable leaves. Anything that just gets rubbed off, then potter your exempt. It has to be something that lasts on something that will last. So this is for the biblical. So to in the the one who races is not going to be chayev, unless you race permanent ink on something that's a permanent substance. The Sharatin Islam Adal brings this from the Lashon Rambam. It says, it appears to me that his source is from the Gemara Dav Ayin Heim and Beis, and the Gemara, and the Sefta, Amr Benach Bevisi, Zechim Bebemochim, and because of this stringency of erasing from writing, it sounds like that with all other things, they were not more stringent on the erasing than writing. They were going to have the same qualification. Now, this is all regarding being chayav achatas. Even if he writes with something that doesn't last, al davar she'eino omed, on something that doesn't last. Something is regarding erasing. Base number two. Hakosav al besar b'dyav. Someone writes with ink on his skin, on his flesh. So as he continued to daf kuf tzadi, chayav is going to be liable. Why? The person's skin is hide, is like leather. Which the Sharatzin Islam Hay brings that from the Lashon Rambam, sounds like this, that if he writes on all different types of living creatures that don't have or don't have skin, hide, is going to be potter. Maybe his reason is because by those living creatures, since there's no or, the warmth of the flesh removes the writing right away, and it's like writing on something that doesn't last, and it's worse than writing on food items that you can be chayib. The way we verify in the bir halacha. So says the Mishmur further, he says, even though the warmth of his flesh, man, there is like man, removes the writing at a later point in time, it ends up coming off your skin. Or is it them like sub shenimchak? This is similar to writing that gets erased. It's just like getting erased, but it was writing. Avalam sarda basar, if someone carves out on his flesh, surik sab, he takes like a scissor and he makes the form of a letter, Pate is exempt. That's not the regular way of writing. A Korea la'or, someone cuts out on leather, Kisab is Kisab, the form of a writing. Chai B'Shem Kaisiv, he's liable for writing. Horesha la'or, Kisab is Kisab, someone marks on leather, like the form of a writing, Pater, he's exempt. The Seftish on the Islehepech, and our braces has the opposite of a Korea Pater, when you tear it, you're exempt. When you mark, you can chayv kvar in the stop to bezer rishayim. The rishayim already struggled with this. I mean, the Rav Shmuel Kedushin, but the Rav Magen dragged out the Kedushin, the Gerush.
Yeah, look, and the Bemaschal, Bemashkan al Shulchan, Chaber wrote, "You be careful not to write with your finger with liquids on the table." So, look at Mishpurus Sevkan Chabez that recorded the halachas of writing and erasing, which primarily is from Lashon Rambam, the Gemara over there. It's also obviously by the end of Gemara that if someone writes with made tarya, which according to one interpretation of Rashi over there, it's a type of a fruit. The second one, it's like it's rainwater, or it lead. That's mayadavar, water from lead. As the Gemara comes down, getting off your test, or with shichur, you can micha. The Seftis brought also that if a person writes with the shells of nuts or with the husks of pomegranates, that is with the water that's it's soaked in, which these are things that you die with. All these things are cold. You're writing with something that lasts, and you chayv achatas. And the Rambam includes this all with what he writes, ukayitzvim, anything like similar. Look at the Rashba regarding a chiv on Shabbos. You don't need to write with something that the writing will remain forever. Rather, it remains a little bit until the norm that people write with them, things that are not meant to last forever, just for a certain period of time, like some type of, to remember something or something like that. Regarding Shabbos, Melechus Malach Shabbos, see, it doesn't have to last forever like ink. Similar to this, is obvious also the opinion of Taisus. Look over there. According to this, it seems obvious that if someone writes with Kliye Feris, that Iporoin, which is common today between the merchants, to write with them their calculations just to remember, Yigimichayv. And it's not something to writing with Avar, as we're over there in Gittin, that's not considered Ksavim Adair Reis, because we see the Kliye Feris, which the remnant is recognizable and lasts, even if you write with ashes, that's mixed with water, it sounds like the more Gimichai Bachatas. For sure, this that lasts longer, and for sure, according to the Machaber over there in Ebenezer and Kov Chofed, that he says something like the Peshit Rambam, that with Avar and Shichur, in all cases, is going to be kosher. If that's the case in our situation, for sure, you can be Chai. Now, regarding someone writes with something that doesn't last, that it's us, it's also brought over in the Mishnah, if someone writes with the dust of the roads or the dust from the scribes, same thing as all these things that the remnant does not last. Also, this that you need to have to write on something that lasts, it's brought into the Sefer, if you write on olive leaves, or on caribs, or gourd, or you write with congealed blood, or congealed fats, that is through scratching in it, from the fact that it doesn't say al damakarsh, like it includes al alizayis, look over there, so you can be chayv. And on the leaves of lettuce, and leek, and onions, and vegetables, you potter, because it's something that doesn't last. The Rashi brings this to Sefer Lahalacha, look over there. Rambam just picks what's common, and the rest he includes with his words what he writes. You should write it with something. And this does that he doesn't mention chaylev and dam. It's a big chiddush. He should have written it. So it says b'lachi etzachin gizas. If looking at that a little bit, why? So I saw something wondrous in the Panama Iris. He wants to differentiate between Shabbos and Gittin, opposite the Rashba. From what the Rambam paskins in Yerushalmi, that by vegetable leaves you can be potter, and the Gittin Daf Yizayin Min Avitz brought that you could write on the olive leaf, and that's considered valid for a get. So, but it alluded him this taste after that on Shabbos Yichayev also for olive leaf. So also you should know that if you write letters on food, you also can be chayv because that's considered on something that lasts. It's obviously in the Gemara Gittin of your testament alf that according to Rabban, if you write on them again, it's going to be kosher. It's considered something that lasts. Only basically, it's excluded from get from a pasuk. Within the Gemara, his reason has to be similar to a sefer, and that's the Mefarshim Mardechai Perikal Gadol that mechika also erasing would apply to it, and therefore it applies writing also. Now, regarding writing one letter, look at Mishnah Berurah that specifically. Actually, this is going to be for the next part. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 41. I'm writing walking on soft earth with shoes that on your soles is like different carved out letters. This girl holds that there's no isser because he's not intending to imprint the form of those letters in the ground, then it's not even inevitable. It's not secretion that it will make that imprint. And moreover, since there's no benefit from the imprint of these letters, it's lacking the essential name of a malacha of Kaisa. This is number 42, the Pinchas Nish. that appropriate not to even make signs of forms of letters in the ear. Dish number 43, this heter, that to look at a work that's being done through a non-Jew to learn how to do that malacha, Shlomo Zalman writes that it's only when it's not recognizable from you looking at the malacha, what's your purpose? When you say explicitly you want to learn, that's forbidden. And that, similarly, that's how it's brought in Shubas Shilas Yaibitz. It's forbidden to look at a surgery on Shabbos to learn how to do that. But the Shlomo Zalman writes that it's permitted for a doctor to look at an operation to learn because he has to know how to heal. But a student that's not really busy with sick people right now should be stringent. Dirshu number 46. To make the form of the letters with a person's own fingers, sign language, this girl holds that's permitted because that is no remnant that's recognizable, just like it's recognizable, as is recognizable with writing in liquids and dust. And ashes, and that's what the opinion of Vosna. Making figures with fingers opposite the sun so that it should make a shadow of a form of letters or figures on the wall, let's say, and this girl holds that's permitted because since this writing doesn't last, even for a short amount of time, where it's not the norm to do this, that it, you should leave your fingers there even for a small amount of time. However, to place an object opposite the sun and a specific figure to make a shadow, a form of those letters or images, that he holds over there, that's forbidden, because that lasts for a certain extended period of time. However, according to Shlomo Zalman, Rav Bosna, it's brought later on, that there's no iser with writing with the films. It would seem that even here there wouldn't be any iser. Now, to insert these lenses to some type of an instrument that was already lit from before Shabbos, to project it onto the wall or something like that, or to insert a page written into like something that has a lens that was turned on from before Shabbos, Ms. Girls holds, that's including kasiba that doesn't last, so it's rabbinically forbidden. Another than Chubu Sheba Levi writes that there's no Isra Kaisav here at all. However, it would be forbidden to do this because it's a zilzal, it's a degrading for Kabbat Shabbos. And then Shlomo Zalman, he writes that you're allowed to do this. Dish number 47, if someone writes hidden writing, for example, let's say he writes with this, what's called invisible ink, with, let's say, raw fats on paper, in the way that when you bring the writing near a warm place, then you could see it on the page. Shlomo Zalman writes that if the writing is not recognizable in your writing, there's no issue there. However, if at the time of the writing is recognizable, just at a later point in time, it gets absorbed into the paper. Whoever does that is violating the issue there. Now, if someone reveals this writing by bringing it close to a warm place, Pirmagan writes that even though he's not even the issue there, however, it's also to do that in Rabbanah because it's similar to writing. Look at Chubas Har Tzvi and Seva Machzal Yo. Dish number 48. If someone writes on something that is on a platform that lasts, it just, but he doesn't have, he has a mind that it's not to keep it. For example, let's say he writes it close to Matzah Shabbos and he has a mind to burn the writing right after Shabbos. Chaznish writes that's still included in Dovah Meskayim is going to be Chayv. Dish number 49. So the Bir Halacha explained you don't need the writing to last forever like ink to be Chayv for Kaisav on Shabbos. How much time do you need so that it's considered Ksav? The writing like Kim Eskayim that it lasts. Sharatin writes in Shin Gimel that according to the Rambam, anything that lasts for more than that Shabbos is included in Meskayim. However, from the words of Rashi, Masech the Shabbos, it would seem that it has to last forever. From Lashon the Rashi, that's brought over here, Kisifre as Zechreinis, the Rishon Zaman is medactic, that you don't need to have that the writing should last even for that Shabbos, because people don't usually write things to remember only with writing that lasts a long time. And that says medakta goes over there from what the Rambam writes. If someone writes on his flesh, he's chayiv, because the writing doesn't erase on its own, only because of the heat of a person's own flesh. So you see that if this writing would be erased because of its own, it wouldn't be considered like kiksav miskayim, even though it's logical that this writing would not be erased that day. And he's also medakta from this that the Shulchan Aruch writes later on, Sevhei, that a marking that's made with a fingernail on a sefer is considered like a ksav she'en miskayim, even though that mark could last more than a day. Another Tshuva Mechaz Yitzchak writes that the Ikar Halacha is the way it seems like from Lashon Rambam that the Shaar Tzion brings over there, that any writing that lasts more than that Shabbos is considered like Sav Meskayim, and someone who writes this writing will be over an Isser the Araisa. Issue number 57. The Halacha had brought some Mefurshim Mardechai that Mechika would also apply. So therefore he said, Ksiva also, because the Mardechai writes over there that the reason why eating cakes that's written on them letters, that's not awesome, they're ice, is because they're not made with the intention of writing. It sounds like that, if not for that, it would be asam deraisa. It's obvious from this that the writing on food is considered like writing on something that lasts. Chaznish is not sure about this halach, and he writes that since the norm is of a cake to get moldy at a later point in time, it's possible that it's not considered as davar miskayim. And look what we wrote in Be'alach HaLemas HaMashkin and Shavuos Mechaz Yitzchak Chel Zayin Simin Yud Gimel.